Hello.
Hello, good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey about women's attitudes and opinions in the current landscape. Your number was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you very much. What is the year of your birth?
2000.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered, not in Alabama.
Oh, that's fine. We're just looking for registered voters. So, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am not.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native?
African-American.
Thank you. In general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following? Your own future?
Positive.
The future of the planet?
Positive.
The future of the country?
Positive.
Thank you very much. Now, how much power do you feel young women have to make change on issues that matter most to their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make change on issues that matter the most to their community.
8.
Thank you. And which of the following issues, which three do you think are the most important to young women in the U.S. today? And here we have a list. Let me go through it. And you can tell me later so we can match it. The first one is student loans, climate change, immigration, gun violence, crime, abortion access, mental health, healthcare, education, racism and discrimination, national security, or economy and cost of living. You can choose your top three from the list.
I'd say abortion, healthcare, and discrimination.
Thank you very much. And thinking about this chapter of your life, which three of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Once again, we do have a list here. Let me go through it, and you can tell me based on your top three.
Mm-hmm.
Economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining physical health, work-life balance, hobbies and free time activities, having or caring for children, advancing in your career, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, your education, caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining mental health, contributing to positive change in your community or other?
Independent, physical health and mental health.
And mental health, let me go through the list over here. I'm so sorry about this.
It's fine.
See, so it was mental, the last one you said it was mental health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was economic security and financial independence, improving or maintaining physical health, and improving or maintaining mental health.
Right.
Thank you. And which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three once again. Is it your profession, your personality, being young, being a member of your racial or ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, being American, your sexual orientation, your spiritual or religious beliefs, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, or being a woman?
I'd say my profession, my personality, and... Okay, could you repeat those last few again?
Your spiritual or religious beliefs? Your role in relationship? That one? Okay. So your profession, your personality, and your spiritual or religious beliefs.
Right.
Thank you. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Happiness, dread, hope, disappointment or sadness, pride, anger or frustration, or exhaustion.
Exhaustion, but also hope.
Thank you. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
I'd say B.
Thank you. What factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Corporate money has too much influence, the two-party system, power-hungry politicians seeking control, too many old white men in power, systemic racism, division and gridlock between political parties, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard, or politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, or none of the above?
I would say corporations, but also too many old white people and not enough diversity.
Okay, so that will... we are missing one. One more?
The last one was... Sorry, could you repeat the last one?
Yes, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
Yes, that one too.
Okay, so you chose corporate money has too much influence, too many old white men in power, and politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people.
Right.
Thank you. Now, how much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? And do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? The first one is your city government.
A little.
Your state government?
Still a little.
Ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly?
Somewhat. Is that an answer?
Yes. A lot, somewhat, yes. A little, or not at all are your options.
Okay.
President Biden?
Somewhat.
The Supreme Court?
Not at all.
Congress?
Just a little.
Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions?
I would say I trust them.
A lot, somewhat, a little? Or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Now you will hear, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, in 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. Do you find this very motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all unmotivating to help enact change through civic participation?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat, what am I supposed to answer there? Like, what am I answering?
Yes, if you find it very motivating, somewhat motivating, somewhat unmotivating, or not at all motivating, to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, or contacting representatives, etc.
Only a little motivating.
So that would be somewhat or somewhat leaning towards somewhat motivating or somewhat unmotivating?
Somewhat unmotivating.
Okay, thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services.
Not at all motivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loans forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Somewhat unmotivating.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions.
Somewhat unmotivating.
Thank you very much. Now, how likely are you to participate in the following? Attending a protest?
Not very likely.
Signing a petition?
Likely.
Is that somewhat likely or very likely?
Very likely.
Volunteering for an advocacy organization?
Somewhat likely.
Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media?
Somewhat unlikely.
Is that not very likely or not at all likely? Or
sorry. Not very likely.
Okay. Voting in elections?
Very likely.
Contacting or attending an event with your elected representative?
Very unlikely.
That was not very likely or not at all likely?
Not very likely.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is boycotting a company.
Not very likely.
Thank you. And I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your patience and your time. But we still have a few more questions to go, so please bear with me for a couple more minutes. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are the barriers people have reported that keep them from voting. Which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections? And you may choose up to three. The first one is, there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have time to vote. Inconvenience like long lines, a distant polling or ballot drop-off location. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You did not know how or when to vote or register. You did not know enough about the candidates. None of the above because you always vote, or none of the above because you faced other obstacles.
I would say intimidating presence, worrying about my votes being counted, and also not knowing enough about the candidates.
Okay, so there was an intimidating presence at your polling place. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly, and you didn't know about the candidates.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, The Biden administration, spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electric vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. So does that, knowing that, does that make you want to engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less in the political system in the United States?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. The next one is, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAFE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payments in half or to $0 for minimum wage earners and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive.
Engage a little more.
And the last one for this section is, we've seen hardworking people rise up in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the grittiest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive.
Engage a lot more.
Thank you very much. Now, we're right around the corner to finishing the survey, and the next questions are just for statistical purposes only. What are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose two from the list. Is it Instagram, podcasts, YouTube, Facebook, national TV news station, international news outlet, TikTok, Twitter, news or informational articles online, local TV news station, or other?
I would say international news stations and also news articles.
Okay, so that was international news outlets and news,
yes,
or informational articles online.
Yes, both of those.
Thank you. The next one is, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two from the list. Is it science and technology, sports, shows or movies, hobbies, tips or hacks, news or current events, health, beauty and self-care, humor or memes, business or finance, music, government or politics, or other?
I would say music and hobbies.
So hobby tips or hacks and music.
Yes.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual, or 4, something else?
4, something else.
And may I know what?
Asexual.
Mm-hmm. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I would say Democrat.
Okay. And how would you describe your employment status?
Unemployed currently.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Hope that it gets better.
Thank you.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general elections for president? Or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden?
Yes, Biden.
Okay, thank you. And finally, last year, and that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
170,000? It's hard to know.
Okay, that's fine. It's just an estimate. It doesn't have to be exact. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Have a wonderful
day.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.